All right, right now, though, it's starting to get very nasty, and that is not an exaggeration. We're talking about the battle between fired Walmart marketing executive Julie Rome and the world's biggest retailer. Rome making some startling accusations in new court documents filed today. Let's show you Walmart shares. You can see 46.81. Wall Street Journal's Lee Hawkins has been going through the documents. You're working on this story. Lee, what have you seen?
Aaron, some potentially damaging allegations raised in court filings today by Julie Rome, the former Walmart executive who was fired for allegedly having an affair with a subordinate and inappropriately accepting gifts from suppliers. Now, in her filing in federal court in Detroit, Rome took shots at Walmart CEO Lee Scott and other top managers, contending the company applied its ethics policy selectively and that she was unfairly singled out. In the filing, she claims Walmart looked the other way when top management conducted sexual affairs with subordinates. She also says they accepted travel and concert tickets and received preferential pricing on yachts and jewelry, all under the same ethics policy that brought about her own dismissal from the company. She even implicated Lee Scott, claiming that he and his family engaged for several years in an unethical business relationship with Irwin Jacobs, the financier. She alleges Mr. Scott purchased several yachts and jewelry from Mr. Jacobs' companies at a discount, and that Walmart failed to prevent Mr. Scott's son from leaving Walmart to accept a job from Mr. Jacobs' company, Jacobs Trading Company. She also says Mr. Scott gave Jacobs the exclusive right to purchase unsold Walmart merchandise, and Jacobs has denied all allegations made by Rome, and Walmart has declined to comment. But as you can see from this complaint here, this nasty fight is getting dirtier and dirtier, so be sure to tune in at 4 as we will have more details then. Back to you.